This is the Celt Father, Mark Gunn, and we are out on tour with Susan Hockey, who has a company called Cornish Heritage Safaris. And this is a little stream running by us. But we're actually heading off to see a cool monolithic stone, standing stone, I believe. But I'm going to share with you a little bit about the history of King Arthur and how he was conceived at Tintagel here in Cornwall on my Celtic invasion vacation. Here you go.
Uther Pendragon sends all the nice bits of food, wine, and little morsels down to Igraine, who's very flattered. And he's waving to her down the table and sending the servants down. And Gwalior gets very upset at this. And he says, "That's my wife, Igraine. You know, come on, Igraine, put your cloak on. We're leaving the feast." So they leave the feast. The nobles come after them and say to Gwalior, "You can't leave. It's Uther Pendragon's feast. He's going to get rid of it." "No, I don't care." And he puts Igraine at Tintagel. And Geoffrey said in his book that Igraine is very, very secure on the island. And he says, even if you stood with the whole army of the Kingdom of Britain at your side, three armed soldiers could hold it against you.
Yes.
And that's because you can see how difficult it is there. Now, in Earl Richard's day, the rock was joined a bit better. It was joined at a higher level. So there was an isthmus of rock, as they call it, that linked the mainland to the island a lot more connectively. However, you could still, actually, it was still very narrow and you could still fight anybody off. In the story, in Geoffrey of Monmouth's story, Merlin is summoned by Uther, who says, "I'm going crazy. I can't sleep. I can't eat. I'm running the country. You need to help me because, you know, I'm going to fall apart." So Merlin agrees to help him. But Merlin says, "I will let you get to Igraine as long as I get the baby." And Uther Pendragon agrees to that. So he turns him into a likeness of Gorlois. He turns the servants to look like Gorlois' servants. They come to the castle. The soldiers think it's the Duke, so they let him in. Igraine's in her bedchamber. She has the duvet up to her chin. She's very surprised to see her husband. "What are you doing here, husband?" He says, "I've come to see you, my darling." She says, "Well, come into bed." Arthur is conceived. When Arthur is born, we're not actually sure from Geoffrey's book that he's born here, but we'll take it that he's born here. He's conceived here for sure. Merlin gets the deal. He gets the baby, and he takes the baby to Wales, where he grows up with Sir Kay and his adopted family. Wales is not that far away. It's, you know, less than a day. So it doesn't actually, you know, it's not beyond possibility. In later stories, when Alfred Lord Tennyson writes for the Queen, Victoria, he says the baby's washed up on the beach and he gets rid of all the naughtiness, all the friskiness and all the, you know...
All the good stuff.
All the good stuff, yeah, exactly. So then, after that book's written, that's why Earl Richard built his castle. And ever since then, well, ever since the mid... Actually, that was so 1230s, it starts crumbling into the sea, which you can see already it's crumbled there. They rebuilt it, it crumbled again. It's a big old show-off castle. It's not a good... fortification. It never saw any proper battles. It was used as a prison for a while. It's had a few incarnations, but it was never really used properly. It was only really built to sort of associate itself with the legend. But when you go onto the island, you will find there's Dark Age stuff there. So forget the medieval castle. That's not King Arthur's castle. But on the island, there are Dark Age foundations from the 400s, 500s. They date from the time to the pottery. On the island, there is a tunnel, a solstice tunnel. Serafina was going to go there tonight, but she's not sure now because it's raining. And also, we're not really allowed on the island, but I've heard people have done it.
They've
gone there in the night, and the tunnel, when you go into it, you'll go, "Oh." Everyone just walks through it. They go, "What's this?" "I don't know." And it says storage tunnel. We don't really know. It's probably some kind of ceremonial tunnel. Maybe they shut the shaman in there, the Merlin type figure, the hocus pocus man was in there. They gave him some magic mushrooms. They left him in for a day or a week or a month on his own in the dark. And on the solstice, they let him out. And the bright light of the summer solstice, he would then prophesize. He would tell what was going to happen with the crops, the animals, the king. That island was occupied by numerous people. There are so many foundations of huts over there that it indicates you couldn't live there the whole time, so it must be a summer settlement because there just wouldn't be the food. Why would you all live there and so clam together when there's nothing really, you know, you'd have to come off the island every day to do anything. So either it's somewhere you would go in times of danger, which is possible, or it's a trading post, which is also possible, or it's a place of feasting and spiritual stuff, or it's all three, which is quite possible. And the church up there, St. Giulietta's, where the font comes from, it's on the same line as the tunnel, east-west. And St. Materiana's is also on the east-west. They're on the same, more or less the same axis. I'm playing the story a bit, okay? So you have to make up whether you'll believe it for yourselves. On the very top part, nearest to us, if you go to the very top part of the cliff on this side and you look around, you'll find a footprint. It's not a perfect footprint, but it's good enough for me. And if you look very carefully around the footprint, there appears to have been a little lip where a lid would have been placed to stop the water going in. And some people think there are ceremonies carried out there. The same ceremonies were took place in Scotland, and there's still documented evidence of those taking place in the Highlands of Scotland when they would inaugurate the king. The king would stand with his left foot in the earth to prove that he was dominating the mater, the mother earth. Behind him were all his ancestors there, buried in the churchyard that we've seen. In front of him were all the people on the island, except we know it's covered with buildings, so maybe they saw the roofs. Go with the story. And the shaman, the Merlin figure, had come out of the tunnel, and he told what the future was going to be. Hence, big feast, all the wine, all the olive oil that we know came onto the island would be consumed. And maybe that is the origins of your King Arthur story. Maybe there were kings, maybe there were leaders, maybe they had solstice ceremonies, maybe they were conceived there, maybe they partied there. We don't know. But there's something happening there before Earl Richard built what you see now. And by the way, the nearest stuff, where the people are going up the stairs, very close by the crenellations, that's 19th century, so you can ignore that. That was a vicar that thought it didn't look like a castle like enough, so he built an extra bit. So that's all right, you know, any of the Americans will appreciate that, I think. Oh, just add a bit of extra castle.
Little embellishment. Yeah,
about 19th century. Yeah.
The Victorians were big on embellishment.
And they ripped up the churches and messed those up a lot. And the one other thing I wanted to mention, if you go down into the visitor centre, you'll see some bits and pieces, and I think there's a copy of the Arthur Slate. Now, the Arthur Slate was discovered 20 years ago, maybe less, and it's got an inscribed Arturae, Magnae Arturae, or something similar. Okay, and everyone's like, oh, so it's not very well done. It was found in 5th century soil. Okay? If you come this way again and you decide this is a way to come in, you can drop down and visit, and you've only got one set of stairs, so you can start on that side, go down and climb the other side. If you go in the other way to the foot of it, you'll have to have two sets of stairs to climb. So that's my top tip, is to drop in from this side.
Okay. If you enjoyed that, then subscribe to the Kelp Father podcast at kelpfather.com. You can also post a review on iTunes or wherever you are online. I'd love your feedback and thoughts. And feel free to drop me an email at mark@markgun.com. I hope you enjoy this. And if you want to become a patron, head on over to markgun.net and become a patron of my music and podcast here. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again very soon. Sláinte.